Jy's by Nova in 035 is nou so 2 minute voor 12. Caroline, wat saam met jou kuier en op hierdie stadium is ek nie alleen in die ateljee nie and I like that a lot. I've got Vanessa Maresh with me. She's from Salt Essential IT. And you would have seen their really funky billboards in town in the last couple of months or is it the last year? I'm not quite sure. Vanessa, what was all that about? Want dit het my oog gevang. Dit het gemaak dat ek actually met Sonja kontak maak en sê, hoorie, wat gaan hier aan? Dis awesome, I love it.
Okay, so yes, the first billboards were a lot of fun and I think people stared into them because they had a lot of attention. They grabbed a lot of attention.
They were different.
There was a serious note behind it because obviously as a technology company, people many times feel that they are technologically... restrained or they don't know how to work with technology. And what we really wanted to do with that message is that even though it looks like magic, it really is not. So many moons ago, people thought that magic was magical, but it was actually just science. And the same with technology. Technology is actually just science. So we unveil the magic. We make it magic happen for your business. Or if we're in a case of a superhero theme, then it was about securing your data, securing your identities and helping you operate in a safe space while enjoying the magic that technology can bring to you.
A little bit earlier off air, you mentioned that a lot of people feel that they are technologically incapable, that they can't do it, that they can't do technology. I mean, as ek nou kyk, soos maar byvoorbeeld my pa, of Dion, wat is aan my werk in die oogende. Hy sê gereeld, oh, ek kan nie, ek is dom met technologie. And you mentioned something about it's okay and it's easier.
It's okay as long as you operate in a safe space. So a big component is making the technology safe to use for people. And I think that over the last decade or so, it's become much easier. But the big problem is that there is not an awareness of what is available and how easy it is to use it. And that ties very closely into our values. We challenge the status quo. We empower. So we teach and we train and we show you how. And then it makes the impact. It makes a definite impact. I mean, we started with our work from home campaign before the first lockdown, I think in January or February of 2020. At that point, we only had 4,000 people or 4,000 of our customers in the cloud. But the pandemic sort of forced this whole thing on people and suddenly everybody needed to work from home and hybrid work and whatnot. And to date, we've put almost 250,000 people in the cloud. So just by showing them this is not, you know, as magical or, you know, it's not as mysterious or complicated. It's actually super easy and it's just a lack of awareness. And I think that's what really makes an impact for people is when they can see what this technology can do for you.
No, the tribe campaign. What is that all about?
So anybody that's an old business, we're almost 24 years old this year. You know, you go through your ups and downs and you learn. So hopefully you do learn. You make original mistakes. Original mistakes. And original mistakes are the way that we grow. So how the tribe was born is we sort of noticed that in our engagements with customers, we are looking to work with customers that have the same values as us because then we are aligned in our objectives and our goals and we don't fight. We don't like to fight. So we thought, well, you know, how are we going to get more customers that are aligned with us? And being aligned with Salt means being aligned with our people because that's our biggest asset. And then we went on and we did a survey and out came the main value that all Salties share and that is growth. So then it's over to the marketing department to bash their brains and say, oh, wow, how are we going to make this creative? How are we going to make this artwork based on the growth concept? And it actually fell beautifully into place because if you look at how we have progressed through the industrial revolutions, we are going into the fifth now. But the first industrial revolution wasn't in the 1700s. It was actually 12,000 years ago when people started domesticating animals and started planting grains because that immediately opened people up to be able to do other things. So I'm always laughing when I look at animals. They spend most of their day eating, especially wild animals. It's because they are unfortunate, not in our position where other people can bring in the, or cultivate food, and there are shops where they can buy it. So the whole agriculture revolution changed the way that we as people operate and actually brought us to where we are today. So agriculture, farming, that's where it got to. Then I think our huge focus on our people. We have got a very big focus on our salties, but also the people in our customers. Customers are not just businesses. Yes, businesses need to make money and they also need to grow. But who actually makes those businesses make money and grow? It's the people. And that comes back to the whole empowerment idea of exposing this technology to people so that they can use it to be more productive. And yeah, the farmers look after us. You know, hats off to the farmers. They are fantastic. What would we do without them? And I think we're just trying to show through our advertising that this is a concept that's near to our heart. And we are looking for people to join our tribe that are interested in partnering with us, becoming part of our tribe so that we can show you what wonderful things technology can do for you and your business.
That's Vanessa Marais from Salt Essential IT. We're going to continue this conversation. Let's take a bit of music. It's the Fine Young Cannibals with Suspicious Minds on Nova 103.5, 4 past 12. We're caught in a trap. Why can't you see? It's the Fine Young Cannibals on Nova 103.5, Suspicious Minds. It's 12 minutes. Nee, ek jok vir jou. 7 minutes na 12. Jou nietste nies om kwart oor. I'm talking to Vanessa Marais. She's from Salt Essential IT. You've seen their posters all over town. Very creative. I love that. Vanessa, I actually want to ask you if you could tell me in basic terms, what can you do for my company?
Okay, so basically there are two things that we achieve with our customers. Number one is that people are happier. Because they can be more productive and they can work from anywhere, and there's technology and tools that can help you reduce your stress levels, things like that. So we make people happier.
Rewind gou vinnig. So you can reduce the employee stress levels.
Give my voorbeeld. All right. So how many times have you gone on leave or just after a weekend maybe, or you've just been out and you come back and you've got 100, some people 300, some people 900 unread emails?
I feel that. I can feel that.
So what the technology we have can do is it can actually filter through those emails for you and look at the language that's being used. Like, are there question marks? A mail was sent to you. There's a question mark, which means someone's expecting you to respond. And then it filters all those emails for you and helps you focus on the most important ones so that you don't have to go home at night and think, oh, what else is there? Have I responded? Did I do this? Did I do that? So the technology, and this is without breaching data security or privacy. It's all completely legal and compliant. Nobody can go and open up your emails. It just looks at how language is used, and based on how language is used, it prioritizes for you.
I like that. Did work for me. Now, you also have an empowerment drive that's happening with the MICT.
Yes, we're very excited about that. We've just signed a MOU, I think it was last week or the week before, with the Ministry of Information and Communication Technology, where we are going to assist with their cyber awareness campaign or program. We are going to be offering virtual training sessions on cybersecurity. We are in a precarious position in Namibia where our people are not prepared for the evils that are lurking on the internet. Although everybody is on social media and everybody is clicking on every links, you'll be shocked to know how many people are conned out of money, how many people lose access to their accounts, their identity is stolen. So those type of things, again, comes back to the farming, the protecting of the land and the animals. You know, we want to help protect Namibians against cybercrime. And the best way to do that is with awareness, to tell people, look at this before you click the link. This is what to watch out for. Don't do this, do that. So we're very excited to partner with the ministry to bring that awareness to the Namibian community at large.
And then there's something else that's exciting that's happening. A little robot called Zolt, Zolt of Salt IT, yes, Essential
IT. So we're very excited about Zolt. Zolt is only going live the 15th of August. So currently you won't see them. It's not a he or a she. It's a collective Salt bot. It's all our voices, all our thoughts coming through. So we're busy building this little robot going live 15 August. And this little robot is going to actually help our customers and anyone visiting our website really to get to the information faster and easier without having to look for everything. It's going to be able to eventually answer quite intelligent questions, but no, Zolt will not be able to take over the world. Contrary to popular belief, artificial intelligence is not quite there yet. It's only as smart as what it is given. So when I said it's a collective effort, I meant it. We have been teaching Zolt. We teach Zolt what to say based on the questions being posed to Zolt. So we're really super excited about it. It's another way that we think technology will help ourselves. So instead of phoning our reception every time, our poor receptionist having to put through all the calls, there will be a little Zolt that'll just connect you to the right person at Zolt much faster.
That's so cute, actually. Now, if somebody needs to get hold of you, want to talk to you, what would be the best route to follow?
So we have, obviously, you can phone us. It's not like we're going to disconnect the phones with Zolt coming in. So you can definitely reach us via phone, 433-9900. Or you can send us an email, depending on the nature of your query. The general one you can use is contact@salt.na. And then you can visit our website. There's lots of info on there already. But we're also very active on social media. So we're on LinkedIn, Facebook. We're twitting and tweeting and doing all those fun stuff. So you can engage with us on multiple platforms.
So basically, all you need to do is type in Salt Essential IT and you'll find them. But the website is really so easy. It literally is salt.na. Anything else from your side, Vanessa, that you'd like to share?
I think just as a final call to action for people listening, join our tribe. We really worked hard to make it a fantastic company, and we believe we can make a difference in every individual and every business in Namibia. So, yeah, come on over. It's nice over here.
Thanks, Vanessa. That's Vanessa Maresh from Salt Essential IT. Check out what they do. Look out for their funky billboards. Really cool what they are doing. And just the website again at salt.na.
Thinking about the day your little one